From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech Wednesday in Reno, Nevada. He said it is time to heal the wounds that divide us. In remarks delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, the president said we are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. His remarks came a day after he used divisive speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the news media again for its coverage of his response to deadly violence at a recent protest organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. A top UN body on racial discrimination has taken the unusual step of calling on the United States to, quote, unequivocally and unconditionally reject racist hate speech and crimes. The call comes after the far-right rally in Charlottesville. Without specifically referring to President Trump, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination pointed to, quote, the failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist violent events in the U.S. Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes, hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a, killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. An estimated 60 have been killed in the strikes Wednesday morning. It wasn't immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located about 35 kilometers north of Sana'a. This is VOA News. At least half a dozen schools in Cameroon's two English-speaking regions have been burned in the past week, in the latest sign of deepening tensions as the strike in those regions enters its 10th month. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from Yaoundé.
Continued arson attacks in Cameroon's English-speaking northwest have prompted calls for the creation of a self-defense militia. Parents argued in Bamenda after their children's school, the Baptist Comprehensive High School, was set ablaze August 13th. Some said it is no longer safe for their children. The burnings have continued. Residents say schools are being targeted for failing to respect the call to strike until all Anglophone activists are released from detention. Messages circulating on social media this month have called for businesses to close 3 out of every 5 working days. President Paul Biya has announced some reforms in response to the strike, like a new common law section of the Supreme Court, but has said he will engage in no dialogue that threatens national unity. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
The rights group Amnesty International says thousands of civilians are trapped in the northern Syrian town of Raqqa in what it calls a deadly labyrinth in the line of fire from all sides, coalition forces as well as Islamic State fighters. Amnesty released a report that said hundreds of civilians have been killed or injured since June, when an offensive began to recapture the Islamic State stronghold. The United Nations said as many as 50,000 displaced persons may be in Raqqa, many sheltering in the city center or other areas controlled by the Islamic State, where they may be used as human shields by IS fighters. And Hillary Clinton considered telling Donald Trump to back up, you creep, as the then Republican presidential nominee hovered around her during an October 2016 presidential debate. In her book, she wondered if she should have responded more aggressively. She said, I wonder whether I should have chosen option B. It certainly would have been better TV. Maybe I have overlearned the lesson of staying calm. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.